Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Cloudy, rainy, and or drizzly at times. We'll have a high of about 44 degrees. Kenosha at this hour, 41. 39 in Burlington, 43 Milwaukee, 42 degrees in Racine. In Kenosha County's Pleasant Prairie this morning, a barn went up in flames on property in the 9300 block of River Road. Fire crews dispatched around midnight. It didn't take long for a mutual aid box alarm system response to be declared. Now, that resulted in personnel and equipment coming out from parts of southern Racine County as well as northern Illinois. Scene reports indicate there were maybe explosions involved with vehicles still inside the structure, which was fully engulfed upon the arrival of the first crews. Roughly an hour into that response, the request was made for a member of the Kenosha County Arson Task Force to come to the scene. Students in driver training at Kenosha's K-Town Driving School, they're going to have to find another way to complete their training. The state DMV pulling the school's license. WRJN's Janet Hoff with the story.
The DMV's Debbie Kramer said an audit triggered by a citizen complaint revealed a non-licensed instructor who had not gone through a background check was giving lessons. Other minor violations were also noted. The DMV is in the process of identifying local options for students so they can complete their driver education and will begin to contact students with information on what they need to do to finish their training, other driving schools in the area, and how to recover any lost tuition payments. It's unclear if or when the school, which is located across the street from Paelli's Bakery on 39th Avenue in Kenosha, will reopen. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
3 years of probation, but also 2 days in the Racine County Jail. The sentence from Circuit Court Judge Emily Miller for 36-year-old Racine resident Thania Rodriguez. She pled no contest to making a bomb scare, a charge of telephone harassment dismissed as part of the deal. Rodriguez, accused of borrowing a phone from a co-worker at Seda Packaging in Mount Pleasant last December, reportedly called the facility, left a voicemail message that referenced ISIS and a 30-minute time frame. The plant was evacuated because of it. 29-year-old Racine resident Richard Kern used to do odd jobs for Fellowship Baptist Church. Now he's accused of breaking into the office and taking $55 there on November 14th. Charging document says it was captured by a video surveillance system that ironically had been installed after Kern was asked not to return to the church because he'd been suspected of theft previously. Church officials also had all the locks to the facility changed in the belief that Kern had a master key made. He'll be back in court December 7th. A requested liquor license for the Quick Market, a small store at 4303 16th Street on the west side of Racine, has been recommended for denial by the Public Safety and Licensing Committee because of neighbor concerns and the lack of the required square footage for retail space in the building. Alderman Jason Meekma said over half a dozen neighbors contacted him in opposition. Tasir Mohammed says the business has changed in his 7 years of ownership, and in his words, "I feel I can't survive without adding something else."
I never wanted to have that. Because as you mentioned, I've been 7 years, I could have applied for it since the first year. But my business was going good without the need of any of that. Why would I look for getting, you know, sometimes some of the customers who's looking for a beer are a headache. I know that, and there could be trouble to the business. But I need to add something else. Otherwise, I may not be able to survive it.
Committee Chairman Jeff Coe cited the ordinance for having at least 3,000 square feet of retail space, not including the basement. The applicant told to perhaps contact neighbors surrounding the business about his request. Maybe some of them might change their minds and support him when the council meets to make a final decision on December the 6th. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee this week, as often happens, dealt with some legal claims against the city, one filed erroneously and the other flat out rejected. City Attorney Scott Letney reporting the almost $3,300 claim of Joy and Delbert Bailing was the result of what they said was compaction work done in the 2900 block of Chatham Street. It caused windows and tiles and knickknacks to break, but which he said involved a contractor.
It wasn't the city working. It was a private construction crew retained by the city. It was cornerstone paving. We, as we always do in our contract with them, we require them to have insurance and to indemnify the city. So this is not the city's responsibility. We have advised the Bellings that they need to seek reimbursement from Cornerstone Paving.
Another claim against the city by We Energies, he said, involved $5,500. The utilities claim damage to a utility pole from a plow blade. Letney pointed out through pictures the plow blade and the damage, they don't match up. committee's recommendations going to the Common Council next month. And in Kenosha, aldermen next week will begin a review of major changes to the city's ethics codes proposed by Mayor John Antaramian, including elimination of the city's appointed ethics board, replacing it with an enforcement officer who would be selected by the city attorney on an as-needed basis. Changes also include some adjustments to the definition of those covered by the ordinance. Looks like a decision from the Milwaukee Bucks about which of three cities, including Racine, has a shot at their new D-League team won't come for a while yet. Team President Peter Fagan had told the Journal Times the decision was likely by Thanksgiving, which of course is tomorrow. Now Fagan is telling the paper he doesn't believe it will happen. Racine, of course, in competition with Sheboygan and Oshkosh, but none having ready-to-go facilities. Racine Mayor John Dickert continuing to talk to potential partners for creating an event center at the old Wisconsin Natural Gas site tied into private development of a restaurant and another hotel. 2017 budget for the Village of Sturtevant approved by the Board of Trustees last night. It includes a 16.25% reduction in the mill rate, not quite the nearly 18% drop predicted by Administrator Mary Cole with the original proposal, because trustees added $80,000 to the levy, $15,000 to fund the July 3rd fireworks, $10,000 each for the recreation program, and for stormwater projects. They did not recommend adding $160,000 in seed money for a proposed library and community center. Michelle Strauss said she felt the library would be a wonderful cornerstone for the redevelopment of the Highway 11 corridor.
We're trying to have a community environment on Highway 11. We were talking about green space. We were talking about people being walkable. And I really would like to see us work towards this library, because I think it would just be perfect in that area.
The board also approving some additional funding for a police officer who will be hired mid-year to assure the position is carried over into the following year. The budget vote was 5-2, Jansen and Johnson opposing. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will hold his next listening session in Racine County at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall November 30th, 4 to 6 p.m., his final listening session of this year. One that was planned for mid-December has now been shifted to January 11th in the Village of Waterford. Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission says the unofficial results of a vote by teaching assistants in Racine Unified shows just under half of the more than 400 eligible members cast votes and supported recertification. That's required under Act 10 to remain an organization. 435 TAs listed as eligible. WERC says 196 voted to recertify, one vote against recertification. No official reaction thus far from the head of the Teaching Assistants Association, Gwen Shaw. Meanwhile, for the teachers, more than 68% voted in favor of certification, 18 voted against it. And it's the 7th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks event tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lakefront Festival Park at the Festival Hall. Potential crowd of well over 2,000 possible, and it's free to anybody. WRJN's Community Conversation, talking with Danny Johnson of Danny's Meats and Catering in Caledonia, said he can't wait for it all to unfold once again, but it doesn't happen, he said, without all the volunteers.
Each table has its own wait staff, so you go into the event, you go through a beautifully made buffet line, you're served, and I can't wait for this event to happen. I look forward to it better than I used to have my own Thanksgiving at home. This is an awesome event.
Danny Johnson and partner Ray Steinbeck began this 7 years ago, 700 people showing up the first year. Johnson says for tomorrow they'll do about 100 turkeys and 20 spiral hams. WRJN.com, that is our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.